Nigel, very different second half. In the end, what's your overall assessment of the performance?
Very pleased all the way throughout the game. First 10 minutes, didn't think we got to grips with the conditions, and at times we didn't throughout the game, but I thought after the first 10 minutes we played well. All we did first half was make two mistakes.
What's the most pleasing part of it for you?
Oh, coming back from 2-0 down, and having not played badly, we missed a great chance at 0-0, very similar to theirs. We get a better chance, really. We get a one-on-one. Mark McNulty hits the goalkeeper's legs, and then we make a mistake. He tucks one away in the bottom corner, and then Mark Howard gets caught out. He doesn't get caught out very often, Mark Howard, but he did for the second goal.
Got lots of striker options as well, and Jamie Murphy, another one who gets the important goal for you.
Yeah, unfortunately not many of them were fit today. Matty Doan was struggling with injury, Stephen Davis was, and even Jamie Murphy was struggling. If we'd had another sub in the last 10 minutes, he'd have come off with a groin injury. Unfortunately we couldn't do that, but he's got us the equaliser. And we're delighted to get a 2-2, you know, away from home. Keeps our good recent form going. And whenever you come back from 2-0 down away from home, it's a great result.
You mentioned about the fitness of a couple of players. You're a manager who's made quite a lot of changes for different games over the course of the season. Does it help now that you haven't necessarily picked the same team week in, week out? Do players become fresher because of that?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. If people are carrying things, you know, Paul Coos was shattered today, that's why he didn't start. I think he's put in the last week. The changes were generally enforced today. We put little Lewis Reed in, who at just 17 struggled today, I think, to come to terms with things, so we had to change him at half time. Terry Kennedy was injured. But they were our two youngest players out there today, and it just shows that sometimes League One's not a place for young players.
Is it a useful lesson almost to see your team go 2-0 down and think, well, we'll now put into practice what we want to put into practice and see it work as well as it did?
No.
I was trying to find a positive way to say it.
Yeah, no. It's positive that we've come back for 2-0 down, but we shouldn't go 2-0 down, having made two mistakes. We've played well in the last week or so. We didn't make any against Doncaster the other night. They scored two great goals. And against Barnsley last Saturday, we didn't make mistakes. And I would hazard a guess that Bristol City and Preston, who are top of the league, have made the least mistakes defensively in the league, and that's why they're going to get promoted.
Are you looking at the league table and thinking that the target for Sheffield United should be to try and catch Swindon, which a couple of weeks ago would have looked almost impossible, but now perhaps isn't?
I don't know how they've got on or whatever. I don't know how many points we are behind them now, but it's to get in the playoffs, whatever. And with the other couple of results that we have seen, we're a step closer doing that today with a good point away from home.
We were talking before about fitness of players. Obviously, the games come thick and fast at this stage of the season. You've got another one very quickly against Yeovil. I guess fans will be wondering about Michael Higden, how close he might be to coming back, a player that they've not seen for some time.
Well, he played in the under-21s yesterday, had 75 minutes. His hamstring was a bit sore afterwards. We've got another one next Wednesday, so he won't come to Yeovil. He'll play again Wednesday, and we'll see how he is after that.
I just wanted to ask you about Stephen Davis, finally. I saw in the week he said that he sort of feels like he owes you as a manager, having worked with you at Derby. I guess that the best way for him to repay that debt, as he sees it, is to help Sheffield United get promoted. But do you see it that way? Do you think he owes you one?
No, players don't owe us anything. It's lovely when he comes on today when he's injured. In any other circumstances today, he wouldn't have even been in the 18. And I don't know if you saw the warm-up. He couldn't put his boot on in the warm-up today, so he couldn't do the warm-up. And he put it on for the last 15, 20 minutes, and he got himself on the pitch. He wasn't brilliant when he went on, but at least he got himself out there. And we've been delighted with him ever since he came in.